Hello everyone, this is my next request video. I must apologize for the delay. It is 2 days late because my two first attempts at getting this recorded was pants. The sound quality was atrocious. My mic failed on me atrociously, and it might have been the mic settings because I've done tests since and found the sound to be fine. And I'm hoping and praying, because this is a long 1 hour video. I recorded this 1 hour yesterday and the whole thing was rubbish. It was crackly. The sound was horrific. So I'm hoping today that the sound quality is back to how it should be so that you can comfortably listen. So apologies to those that I said this would be delivered earlier. If you're a Life Path Master 11, which is your most important number in your chart, it's the reason you're here, it's your big responsibility to the world in this lifetime with your talent that you brought with you, which is the expression number 7. Now this video is about an hour long because it's double the tasks of someone that is just a Life Path 1 to 9, because it's a master energy, the energy of the one at double intensity, which can be really hard to deal with, and of course the 2 then at the higher vibration. And that's what you're working towards with a spiritual 7 talent. So the spirituality is going to be easier for you to access than maybe focusing on your ideas or sharing your wisdom with others. So your talent number 7 will help you in some areas and not so much in others, but it will give you the knowledge of understanding of where you might need to put the extra working and why you're struggling at certain areas more than others, so that you can be kind to yourself and not judge yourself, and understand that any issues you're going through, any struggles, it's all part of your life path. And it may be that not all your numbers help all elements of your life path energy. That's just the way it is for anyone. So it's just about working on it, learning, evolving, and walking your path towards the 11 using the talent energy of the 7, and of course all the other numbers in your chart, which all need to be brought together. So you're here as a Life Path Master 11. These are your areas of development, your things to achieve in this lifetime, which are understanding the fact that you're an old soul. So you've had many lifetimes before, so you're given a harder job to do. So as an 11, and 22s and 33s are the same, you go through more because you've got a lot more to learn than people with single life path numbers. You're an old soul basically, and you're here with a very important purpose: to bring change, positive change and healing, not just to your home, family and environment, but to the world with your channeled messages and ideas, healing. You're here to be an illuminator, to bring messages and ideas that bring healing and raise the vibration of this whole world. You've got to learn to have the intuitive, to trust your intuition enough to support your confidence so that you can trust yourself, and trust yourself to make good decisions, to bring forward good ideas, and see your uniqueness as a gift that needs to be expressed to this world. Because, you know, as an 11, you've got a lot to bring to this world. You must initiate and act on your channeled messages and ideas, and lead others to help you bring your innovation and your messages forward, to illuminate the world, to bring positive change. But all of this isn't going to be easy for you. You may get overwhelmed with all the ideas that come to you. You may struggle to manage your master energy, giving you nervous tension and anxiety because of the intensity of the energy, and this can stop you from initiating or achieving or expressing anything, and sometimes make you unable to even be able to not just not achieve anything, but to face the day at all. So it's important that a master energy learns to manage their master energy and manifest that master energy into action and achievement and initiation and change that must have a world impact. So it's a big responsibility with a lot of difficulties, and everything that I've just said is not going to be an easy task for you. It'll only be easier depending on your toolbox numbers and what other numbers in your chart and how they help you. And you're a talent number 7, so you're already a talented spiritual person. You have full trust in your soul's intuitive wisdom. You're already understand the spiritual nature of the universe, safe in the knowledge that all the experiences you go through in this lifetime, and you know you've had other lifetimes, are lessons for your soul's evolution. You don't feel that the world is against you or people are against you if you go through negative things. You understand that it's part of our learning as we experience lives on Earth. We can't just experience a utopia, because what would we learn? The talented 7 is focused on their inner development, their self-discovery, their spiritual development, their own inner wisdom, a developer of their own soul, a thinker, researcher, able to focus on the logic of the world and the theory of man and filter it through their intuitive knowing voice within to understand what elements of what I've read from these people it feels intuitively right for me. And you're talented at doing that as a 7. So that inner development that you're talented at creating is all the base you need to start to have the wisdom you need so that you can illuminate the world in the 11. But it's the expression to the world that you might find more difficult. The wisdom is all there, the talent is all there within you, but your struggle is going to be having the confidence and the wherewithal to want to express that wisdom to others, to bring healing and to have the confidence and intuitive self-belief. And you are very intuitive, but whether you believe in yourself enough to use your wisdom to heal others, that's going to be part of your journey to develop, because you are a free thinker, so you're good at being unique. That'll help you in your uniqueness in the 7. And 7s, talented 7s, are free thinkers. They're independent. They care less about what people think, which is good for the 11s. Over need for validation at times and caring too much about what other people think. Your expression number 7 can pull you away from the naysayers and the opinions of others so that you can really focus on who you are and share your authentic message without fear. But you're still able to connect with others, especially those you trust, to stop yourself isolating yourself. Because as a talented 7, you like connecting, you're good at connecting with others, but you're good at being on your own too. So to prevent social isolation and you spending too much time with yourself, the 7 is quite good at bringing that balance with still connecting with those around them. So the 7 talent energy is going to bring the spirituality and the ability to be unique and care less about what people say. But the expression 7 might need to develop a little bit more when it comes to actually speaking to groups and audiences or communicating their wisdom to others. So let's break down the Master 11 so we can really look at the elements of the Master 11 that you're here to achieve. So as I've already said, you're an old soul with higher potential, higher responsibility to improve the world. It can be quite an overwhelming responsibility to have, but you're here to learn to connect with source energy. Everything in source is everything, every unmanifested idea waiting to be channeled to bring change to this world. And as an 11, you're the ultimate channeler, to channel unique new ideas and illuminate people with healing messages. So psychics and channelers are able to really help people with the messages that they channel. They can innovate with products and ideas and concepts that help bring healing to others. That's what you're here to do as an 11. So it's not just about using your talent and developing yourself. It's about bringing it out there and innovating and bringing messages to share with the world. That's your task for this lifetime. You've got to learn to be more happy in the limelight, expressing your new ideas confidently and intuitively for an audience. And this will happen when you develop trust in your intuitive potential. And as a talented seven, you've got huge amounts of intuition at your disposal, that all you've got to do is make sure you trust so that you can express it confidently and you don't hide your new ideas and your healing messages. Because when you don't express them, nobody gets healed from what you channel. And that's like wasted healing energy. And that's what you've got to start expressing more in this lifetime. Your seven talent energy makes you very spiritual and connected to your immortal soul's wisdom and your intuition already, naturally. You realize already that you're an immortal soul that incarnates to evolve via practical life experience. You've had lives before, you'll have lives again, and that you have a task to achieve in this lifetime as your soul goes along its journey. So you listen to and trust your soul's intuitive wisdom, because you know from previous lives there's a lot of experience there that you can draw upon, and you can use that wisdom to guide your life. However, like I said, expressing those ideas to others may not be so easy, as you're better alone in quiet study, researching and developing yourself, than you are out there dealing with everyone else's energy as well as your own. And you know, because you're going to be quite sensitive as an 11, so dealing with the outside world is hard enough, let alone be in the center of attention expressing your ideas. So this is something that is not going to be easy for you, but it is something for you to achieve and work towards. So support your life path master 11 by further developing your connection to source energy, so that you're not just channeling your intuition, you're also channeling from source energy, channeling those healing message and innovative ideas, and then not holding them back, expressing them as much as you can to others, because you understand that your wisdom is not just there to heal you, that you're good at doing, you're good at healing yourself, but now it's time to express that to the world, to heal others. And that's going to be a difficulty for you to walk down, but it is a path of purpose that you need to achieve. You've got to be the ideas person in this lifetime, but you do struggle to bring your unique ideas to reality because you have such an influx of energy all the time. It's an overwhelming energy of ideas. And you can struggle to bring those unique ideas to reality because you lose interest quickly because of the amount of ideas that are hitting you. And you often sabotage yourself due to crippling low confidence as well. And sometimes not all your ideas are realistic in this time and in this stage in humanity's development. Some of these ideas are a little bit beyond our level of development and not fully grounded in reality. And I say yet because we are evolving as a collective species, but of course we're not there yet, are we? I mean, you only have to look at the world to understand that. So you've got to keep focused on your ideas as an 11. Now the energy, and it means managing that master energy so you can really stay focused one idea at a time. And sometimes it might mean closing off that crown chakra at times to try and hold the new ideas back while you stay focused on the ideas that have already flown to you, to decide what's realistic, what isn't, what can be focused on and what can be manifested for healing in this lifetime. That's not going to be easy, but that's important that you do that. So your seven talent energy, and of course you take all your other numbers into account as well, but this is your biggest talent. Your seven talent means you are a studier of other people's theories, really. Rather than channeling your own ideas, you study other people's theories and ideas, and you analyze other people's theories and ideas, and with your mind and your intuition to decide on what's truthful about what these theories and these theorists have said, and what you're going to take into your soul, and what's feasible and what isn't. Your seven energy can be a little scattered as well, and study too many subjects, have too many ideas, and that can exacerbate your inability to focus on an idea. So it's important that you develop towards being able to take those ideas, take the most feasible ideas and focus on them with discipline. Your talent number, you've got to look at your other numbers too, but your talent number finds it hard to struggle too. Finds it hard to focus on any one subject too, and can be a little scattered. And of course the 11 can be a bit up in the clouds, so you might have have to spend quite a bit of time grounding yourself, channeling your energy, and really focusing yourself down on each individual task or focus in order to get those ideas manifested and get that focus brought down to earth. So support your Life Path Master 11 by channeling, trusting, and manifesting your own messages with focus. Not just the ideas of others that you analyze as a seven, but channeling your own ideas. Channel, focus, and then you can express and manifest your wisdom and ideas in this world. But then to do that, to be able to express those ideas, you've got to be confident in your uniqueness. And you've got to understand that only unique people have unique, groundbreaking ideas. And no matter how many times in your lifetime, from childhood onwards, people have called you weird, this is something that you're here to see as a gift, because it's important that you are proud of your individuality and your uniqueness and the way that you see things a bit differently to others. And it's important that you're not interested or craving validation from others. It's important that you care very little about what other people think, because that can really impact your inner confidence. And your validation for you and your validation to act should come from your inner voice within, not from the people around you or from society or whatever they may say. You're here to be a change agent. You're not here to conform with the status quo. Your seven energy says that you're good at being unique. You know, you're talented at it. You're quite happy to be your own person. And you don't need to follow social norms or practical popular culture. It's just not something you're into. You embrace your uniqueness, safe in the knowledge that your uniqueness is a natural process of your life. So you can support your Life Path 11 by using this inner strength, inner intuitive strength, to help you be confident in you, in your uniqueness, in your ability to make decisions, make things happen, and totally trusting your intuitive voice and your feelings over any opinions or situations that others might have an opinion on, because, you know, you're not here to care about that on any level. Sorry. So moving on. So you need to be brave. So it's not just about being confident. You've also got to be brave enough to bring ideas to groups and audience that might challenge their comfort zone. And God, challenging people's comfort zone, they can sometimes get really upset when they get their stability rocked. And 11s need to be brave enough to bring their unique ideas anyway. And then if they create a conflict with their new ideas, they're also here to learn to be a mediator, so they can create the conflict, bring the new idea, get people's feathers all a-flapping, and then the 11 is here to help people accept and understand their new idea and mediate the idea after they've put a cat amongst the pigeons. So it's like the 11 is here to set off the bomb and then settle everyone down after to accept the new idea for positive change to manifest. So you've got to be brave, you've got to challenge others' comfort zone, confident and willing to take those intuitive risks in expressing your new ideas to people that might not be ready for change or might react quite aggressively. Some will accept and bring it and embrace it, but not everybody will like that hit to their comfort zone, and they might not like the potential changes that it might bring to their life when you bring your change and your new message. Your seven talent energy means that you're a natural truth seeker, intuitively searching for the cold, hard truth. You know, you don't care, you just want to know what it is, what the truth actually is. Even those truths that may challenge others' comfort zones, their safety or stability. You know, as a seven, you feel it's stupid for people to live in a delusion. Sevens are all about truth and understanding what really is, and not sitting or living in this delusional world of impracticality and untruths. However, you're also, as a seven, very emotional, and sometimes you know, as a seven, you're good at managing your as a talented seven, you're good at managing your emotions. But sometimes negative responses from others could cause you to pull back and not be so forthcoming to share your theories and ideas with others. Because you really, a lot of the time, as an 11, you won't like the conflict. And as a seven, you just don't want to be dealing with people that just aren't on the same level as you or aren't like-minded to you. And for you, it might not be that other person's path to understand where you're coming from. So you know, if someone reacts negatively, a seven is more likely to just not be forthcoming with the information, and the 11 has got to be braver than that. They've got to bring their wisdom anyway. So support your life path, Master 11, by realizing that it's important that your world-changing ideas and messages are shared and manifested for the healing of humanity, no matter how some people may or may respond to what you bring to this earth. You've got to be brave enough to still express that message and then deal with the conflict and then mediate that conflict as people come to terms and understand how your ideas, your new ideas, are going to bring positive and change, and that stability will then be recreated after the new idea, the concept, the message is, you know, embedded into society. So it's not just about channeling those ideas and being brave and maybe even talking about it. You've got to take practical action as well. You've got to be more of a doer, action orientator that learns by experience, because ideas will stay unmanifested until you act, until you do something. Only action brings change. But as a talented seven, it means you're more of a thinker than a doer, always analysing, always musing, always thinking. But you may not always take any action in order to learn by that experience. You're more comfortable in the area of theory and spirituality, and you've got to take more action and do more in the world, which is going to be possibly a difficulty for you, depending on the other numbers of your chart, in your chart, of course. So support your life path, Master 11, by developing from just thinking it and thinking towards doing it. You've got to start acting on your ideas so that you express and channel that energy to a wider audience, to evolve more by your experience, not just by theory. Because if theory was enough to evolve our souls, we wouldn't need to come to Earth to experience this lifetime. We could just learn what life is like up in spirit from wisdom filled spiritual books, or have the information channeled to us by higher beings. Because if theory is enough, then why are we here? So experience is important for us as part of our development, and it's just as important, sometimes more, than theory itself. Because theory is not necessarily, you think you might be a certain way or act a certain way, but when you experience it, you realize you're not maybe the person you thought you were, or you didn't react or deal with the experience quite like you thought you would. And that is what teaches you even more and develops you even more. So it's not just about thinking and theory, otherwise there'd be no point in being here. You've got to do an experience in this lifetime in order to enrich and really learn from what it really means to express a theory or be whatever your theory is in the world, and how that impacts you and the people around you. You've got to manage your master energy. It's like a waterfall of water hitting you daily, and it will overwhelm you and stop you from taking action if you allow it. You need spiritual practice and focused visualization, and you can contact me afterwards if you need any help on that, to help you channel your advanced master intense energy into your initiation and action every day without feeling that crippling overwhelm, which can actually stop an 11 in their tracks. And that unchanneled or mismanaged energy can cause intense nervous tension and anxiety, and stop those intentions from ever being achieved. It's spiritual practice, visualization, breathing. And sometimes this needs to be done before an 11 gets out of bed, so that they can manage that intense energy. And they may need to do that several times a day in order to stay focused and not allow that intense master energy to choke them, overwhelm them and cause nervous tension all day and then stop them from achieving anything, and none of their intentions get achieved. And then some 11s and other master numbers will even medicate with unhealthy substances to help calm their energy, or take anti-anxiety tablets or calming tablets or drugs or something to try and manage their energy, because they don't understand what the energy is. And if they could harness it and channel it, they wouldn't need those substances and they would have used their energy for good things. So you've got to develop your energy to harness and focus on your intense master energy. Meditation, visualization, channeling your energy into your intentions daily. And you may have to do that several times a day, especially if you're in a busy environment. So support your Life Path Master 11 with the practice of meditation and visualization to help you set and channel your energy towards your intentions on a daily basis, and focus your intense master energy into action rather than overwhelm, because mismanagement of that intense master energy, even for periods of time, will cause you periods of anxiety and acute tension. If you feel that, pull yourself away, get back to somewhere quiet, even if it's the staff toilets, to be able to center your energy as well, and do the visualization which manages and focuses your energy into your tasks so that you can carry on with your day or whatever it is you're doing. You're here to learn to be interdependent. Excuse me. When you talk a lot, your throat goes dry, and this is my second video today. You're here to learn to be interdependent, not so independent that you push others away and refuse to delegate. You see, we can't do everything alone, as much as a one on their own is very over independent. Ones don't like asking for help. So double ones are double likely not to ask for help from others. You can't do everything alone, 11. Independence is an illusion. We are all interconnected. And what we do to one, we do to all. And what one does to the other does to everything. It all ripples out. We're all interdependent and interconnected. And the more you keep that in the mind, the more you'll be happy to give and receive your energy in equal measure. You might want to give too much, but you've got to give and receive in equal measure. Your talent energy, though, will ensure that you don't give too much, because your talent is more focused on you. You're very independent and good at working alone and managing yourself, but it's going to enhance the intensity of your independence. And the 11 is known to be too independent too, so it's doubly important for you not to try and do everything by yourself, and to understand we're all interdependent, and it's good. You need to ask others for help too, because you literally can't do everything alone, as much as you feel and think you can at times. So support your Life Path Master 11 by developing towards working alongside others more effectively. Tell people what you need and give and receive in equal measure, because you can't change the world alone, however much you think you might be able to. Self-discovery is important for you as an 11, not only to support your confidence, but your determination to succeed. Developing yourself, understanding who you are, what your goals are, what you're good at, what you're not good at, and understanding the skills you have to support who you are as a person, as well as your intuition. You need to understand that you have the skills that you need and the personality traits that you need to do anything you want to do. And self-discovery and intuitive trust and development is going to be part of that process of self-trust and confidence that you need to not only to support your confidence, but also your determination and get up and go to succeed and to share your message with the world, to feel that it's worth doing and that you've got the talent and the ability to do so. That's important for you to develop as an 11. So the 7 talent that you have says you're already talented at self-discovery. You already develop yourself. You're really good at knowing yourself and developing yourself. You measure success by the extent in which you develop yourself internally and use and apply your wisdom on earth and understand yourself and the universe more. So success for an 11 will be the expression of their ideas and messages to raise the world's vibration and bring healing. These interpretations of success might not be compatible because the 7 is about me and about you internally, and the 11 is about helping others. So you've got to reconcile those two. You're on a journey from just developing you as a sage to actually being a sage to others. So keep that in mind as for you as a talented 7 with a path of an 11. Support your life path master 11 by measuring the success on the extent that you achieve positive change tangibly in the world or emotionally in people's hearts, by expressing your inner learning, your wisdom and your channeled ideas as much as you can to as many people as you possibly can. You've also got to learn to be a higher vibrational too, to understand that we're all one spiritual entity. Everyone is important and everyone should look after, and understand that everyone else is just an extension of ourselves. So you're here to learn to also be supportive and nurturing, to lead in a firm but empathetic and compassionate and supportive way. Lead others to the fruition of your ideas, but with balanced, supportive personal power. It's like the supportive leader, because you're here not only to be a supportive leader, but also in the two energy, to be a good team player as well, to be able to work alongside each other. Others effectively, but also be able to lead them like a mama or a papa bear when you need to. Your 7 talent energy will help you balance your personal power, as you literally will not be walked on. You know, you're a 7, so domination is not your style, and you're not about leadership. Basically, you're not about being led or leading. You know, you have a competence to lead as a 7. However, you have sensitive emotions and you're not really down with leadership. And you may even disrupt your balanced personal power with loss of emotional control at times, or disinterest in other people, because you're a talented 7. It's all about you. And you're more likely to walk away and think, do you know what? I'm not down with this. This doesn't fit with who I am or what I want to think about today. And potential lack of social connection could make you nurture leadership. I'll start that again. Your lack of social connection at times could make nurturing leadership as well something that it's not a natural talent for you. It's something you have to develop towards. So support your life path 11 by becoming more aware of your sensitive emotions and how they affect others. Not only how they affect others, but what your triggers are and how you can manage them better if you've been affecting others negatively. Be more supportive and thus better able to lead other people and not just your own heart and soul. Because your power, it causes ripples, both positive and negative. As an 11, you can channel huge healing and change to this world, but you also have the power to channel destruction and negativity to this world. As an 11, you can channel amazing things, or you can channel great negativity. And your power, that power causes ripples, and it can be positive or it can be negative. And it's important that as an 11, that you understand that great power brings great responsibility. You must ensure that your intentions are positive and for the good of those around you. Your 7 talent energy means that you are already spiritual and connected to source energy. You're already led by your intuition and therefore intuitively responsible by nature. Not necessarily directly to others. You just will not act in a nefarious way, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you will engage in responsibility to others as important as much, because you're a 7. So support your life path master 11 by ensuring that you stay connected to your soul's wisdom, to ensure that your intentions are positive at all times. You're also here to learn to be responsible to your family, your team, and the group that you're working around in a very balanced way. Because you could struggle to balance your responsibility as an 11. You can be too responsible and do too much, and then overstep yours and other people's boundaries, causing resentment and exhaustion from you. And then you start sort of getting upset that you've done too much when it was you that actually did it. Or you could go the opposite way and not help others at all and have no responsibility to others, and you're here in this lifetime to have balanced responsibility towards others. Your seven talent energy will balance any tendency that you may have to do too much for others, because the seven talent is more concerned with your own research and inner development. The soul urge number, of course, will play a big part here too. And your talent is more about inner development than responsibility to external people. So support your Life Path Master 11 by learning to be more responsible to those around you. Sort of turn your responsibility outwards, but still maintaining yours and others' boundaries to protect yours and other people's development and well-being. But remember, you are about being more responsible to others in this lifetime, but with healthy boundaries to how much you will do. And the seven will help you make sure you take that time for yourself and don't do too much and overexhaust yourself, basically. You've got to improve your social skills, focus on widening, but most importantly, deepening your relationships and making decisions more subjectively. It's important that you deepen your relationships more one-to-one. Now, talented sevens can already do that, but they do it in a 50-50 balanced way, and it's just part of their life. But the 11 needs to develop that ability to a more intense nature, because 11s can struggle to maintain long-term close and romantic relationships, and sometimes having a seven talent is not going to be helpful for that, because sevens are just as happy on their own as they are in partnership. So if you do struggle with the 11 with your long-term relationships, your talent in the seven is good at connecting with others in a deep level, but they're actually able and adaptable to focus on life and be happy in life as much alone as they are with others. So the seven won't necessarily, I mean, it won't stop you connecting. The seven is good at connecting with others, but when it comes to, you know, committing to long-term relationships, you might find that difficult at first and possibly throughout your lifetime. So your seven talent energy means you're able to be social, you're able to be extroverted, you're able to connect on a deeper level with those you trust to form those lasting relationships. Your deep inner emotions may make you appear aloof sometimes and disconnected, especially when you socialize. And it can make you come across as quite mysterious and aloof and untrustworthy at times. And when it comes to your close relationships, sometimes you might be a bit distant, especially when you're scoping for time on your own, or you're just not in the mood to have others around you, as 11s can sometimes be. So support your Life Path Master 11 by setting an intention to improve your social skills and your sociability by trusting other people intuitively, though, not just throwing your trust out willy-nilly, trusting other people enough to let down your guard and connect emotionally to deepen your relationship so people come to you more for healing, and then you can be more of an 11, which is what you're here to do. When it comes to your long-term relationships, there's another issue that can affect that, and it's you can struggle with your need for love, struggle balancing your need for love. Sometimes an 11 can smother their loved ones with ideals and expectations that the family can never be met, and that can cause friction and difficulties and judgments within the family. Or the 11 completely the opposite other way and can be completely distant from their family, back away from wanting love and keep like detaching themselves from those they love, again creating a distance with those you love and your long-term relationships. And you need to, you know, spend that balanced time with those you love so that you maintain your relationships with those that love you and that are closest to you. Your seven talent energy may exacerbate some of your difficulties around love due to your enjoyment of solitude, like I just said, and your potential intuitive mistrust at times, your sensitive but hidden emotions that you don't express to others easily and only those you trust. You can be a little dismissive of love as a seven, because you're good at being in a relationship, but you're good at not being in a relationship as well. It can mean that you don't really need someone else in your life when it comes to your ability to function in life. However, you are able to connect with others, especially those that you trust. So support your life path master 11 by exercising a balanced and healthy need for love in your life. So spend balanced time with those you love. Be really present when you're spending time with those you love. Take an interest and be really there with them. But then have that healthy distance so that you're not smothering them or having expectations for their lives when they should be leading their own life without judgment from you, or that you're not distancing yourself too much and creating this barrier between you that can break down long-term relationships if you're not careful. So, as I've already said, you've got to learn to be intuitive and then trust that intuition so that you can be sensitive to the needs of others and give yourself your own kudos, your own inner trust, so that you trust yourself to make decisions and do what you think you should do. But we're going to come to that. But this is the intuition which makes you sensitive to the needs of others, to understand what other people's needs are before they even know, so that you can be more of service to others. And the development of intuition will aid you in that journey, because you will understand others more than they understand themselves, and you'll understand their needs more than they understand themselves. And your talent in the seven means that you're extremely intuitive and you're very talented at using your intuition. You've got a strong intuitive inner compass for your own inner development, and all you've got to do is turn that intuition onto the assessment of others. I mean, you're already good at supporting your own inner compass as a seven, but you can look at others now with that same intuitive eye and assess the needs of others as part of your path towards the 11. So support your life path master 11 by using and continually developing your intuitive sensitivity to help you assess the needs of others more, not just using your intuition for your own decisions, but using it also to assess the needs and, you know, how you can be of service to those around you as a master 11. Because you're here not only to be a nurturing leader, but also to be a cooperative team player that gets the job done as part of a cohesive and effective and closely knit team. Of course, because you're here to do that, you can actually struggle to play nice. You can struggle and be disruptive and uncooperative, even a drama queen that absolutely disrupts the whole team's progress. That's at your worst as an 11. But your seven talent energy, it does mean that you can help out and cooperate, but only if you intuitively agree with what is needed to cooperate. Remember, you're all about developing you and only doing something if you truly believe it. So you will help out, you will cooperate, but only if you intuitively agree with what is needed. And if you have to cooperate or be involved in something that you don't agree with or believe in, that's going to be an issue for an expression seven, because they're about living to their truth and doing things that are linked to their inner truth. So if a seven disagrees with the team or the family or the group, they will leave them rather than do what the team or the group or the family wants them to do. They're talented at doing what they believe in, which in some ways is really going to help the 11, but isn't always good for their relationships at times, because, you know, sevens are better at working alone than working as part of a team. It's not that they can't connect with others. Sevens are very good at connecting with others emotionally, especially with those they trust, but they do prefer working alone rather than as part of a team. They're better at working alone, I must add, than working as part of a team. They're more solitary workers and they're more effective that way. So this is going to be a difficult transition for a talented seven to move towards not only being a nurturing leader of others, but a cooperative team player that gets the job done as part of a team rather than somebody that works on their own you know, on their own, you know, volition. So support your Life Path Master 11 by being part of groups with goals that you resonate with. So goals that you resonate with and believe in, but you can work with in a group, like group goals. Build your own team, maybe, of like-minded people that can help you bring your message to the world. That's all important. And how you do it, how you work with your team or your family is completely up to you. And it's going to be dependent on the other numbers in your chart as well. So you've got to develop the assertiveness, you must develop the assertiveness to demand boundaries, to being overworked, walked all over, taken advantage of, or taken for granted. Because as an 11, you're here to be of service and look after others. And some 11s can be a real shapeshifter who change who they are in order to please others and keep the peace. They'll even say one thing to one person and another thing to another because it's what those people wanted to hear, and it kept the peace. And it doesn't mean that they're being inauthentic there, they're just shape-shifting and changing who they are to please you, really. And it just doesn't help with an 11 when it comes to being walked all over, taken advantage of, or taken for granted, especially if you don't speak your truth. And you've really got to consider yourself too. And that's a real difficulty for a Master 11, to have boundaries in place so that they don't do too much, and learning to use their own authentic intuition to act and be authentic to who they are, and not a shapeshifter who changes who they are in order to please whoever is in their space at any one time. That is not authentic. Your seven talent energy means that you are focused on yourself and your own inner personal and spiritual development. Your self-focus will balance any tendency to do too much for others, which is good, so it will help balance those boundaries out. And sevens aren't the type, talented sevens aren't the type to be walked all over or taken advantage of. So this can be used to really help the 11 to assert their boundaries in hopefully a very balanced way. Because you're here to be a healer, but with the assertiveness and the capability and the intention to set and enforce boundaries for yourself and others to support that Life Path 11 so that you can help and heal others, but with boundaries for your own well-being. Because you're here also to serve the world more. The seven is about yourself, and then you're being asked to serve the world. So it's quite a big step for you as a talented seven towards being of service to the world. And of course, the other numbers have got to be taken into account. But when it's just these two numbers I'm looking at, you know, you're here to learn to serve the world, help the team, the task, be dependable to those around you, be relied upon to keep those cogs turning behind the scenes for others. When the 11 has a big responsibility of their own, and this could be an issue. And your seven talent energy is task focused, and you'll happily work behind the scenes. You don't really want to be up front. Well, you're not good at being up front. It's not that you want to. Your soul urge is all about what you want to do, but you're better at working on alone, quietly behind your scenes, thinking and analyzing, rather than be out front in front of others. However, you're not good at being dependent upon or responsible to others, because remember, you're more talented at developing yourself and focusing on yourself. So your talents is to focus on your own research and development more than being responsible or dependable to others. So making that transition to helping others externally is going to be a difficulty for you, but it is a part of your purpose that you need to develop towards, because you support your Life Path Master 11 by developing towards focusing your efforts externally to be depended upon, to do the right thing, keep the cogs turning for the team, the group, the family, as well as focusing on your own master energy and your ability to heal the world. It's a big job to do, with lots of tasks to try and manage and balance and achieve. And it's going to be your intuition to help you balance when you need to be helping others and when you need to be focusing on your own innovation. And it's not going to be an easy task, I'm afraid, but you are a Master 11 and an old soul, and fundamentally you got this. Remember I said you're here to bring change, put a cat amongst the pigeons, and then, you know, challenge people's comfort zones. But then after you've made all those pigeons flap, you're here to be the mediator of the team, the group, the family, or whoever it is you've put that cat amongst the pigeons of, to resolve conflicts fairly, to get people to the negotiation table for the positive good of everyone involved. But 11s hate conflict, and they will run and hide until it's over, and a talented 7 would rather not bore themselves with the conflicts of others unless they feel it's going to develop them in some way. The 7 just won't entertain it anyway, because they've got better things to do than deal with petty dramas. So if the dramas are petty, the 7 will push it away. If it's a deep drama or conflict that intrigues a talented 7, they might be more interested to help out. But really, the 11's going to struggle to mediate, because that's what they're here to do, especially mediate the conflict that they might have started by bringing their change and their illuminating new message to the world. They're here to actually learn to manage their sensitivity and bring people to the mediation negotiation table to get past their issues and try and work together more harmoniously, rather than running away from the energy or just pushing it away because, you know, it's below you or some way, or it's boring in some way, like a 7 might do. So as a 7, an emotional 7 at that, you're talented and you're just better at working alone, and you're more likely to avoid getting involved with conflict, like I said, especially conflict that you feel is petty and, you know, is silly and just people need to get a grip on their lives. Or if it's a deep conflict or a deep debate, the 7 might be more interested, but petty conflict, maybe not so much. It's going to be something that you're really going to have to work towards. So support your life path, Master 11, by taking more of an interest in team dynamics, family dynamics, group dynamics that you might not have really focused on before, and developing conflict resolution and mediation skills to help you bring harmony to those around you. So it's shifting your focus from internal to external. And again, this isn't going to be an easy task for you, and you mustn't judge yourself as you walk this journey. And whether you make mistakes or not, you know, it's all part of your learning as a Master 11, expression number 7. So you're here also to plan and not only to channel new ideas as an 11, but also to progress them forward. Otherwise, all those ideas are going to hit stony ground and never be expressed in the world. So you've got to channel the idea, stay focused on the idea by managing your energy and then planning the next steps, channeling a message and then planning the steps towards its execution, illumination, or introduction to the world, and build an interconnected, interdependent team to help you do it. Remember, you can't do it all alone. The energy of the 11 not only needs to channel the idea, but also stay focused on it, initiate, act on the idea, do the planning and the team building and everything related to getting that idea or illuminating message out there to the world. Your 7 talent energy provides you with excellent ability to analyze ideas, not necessarily channel them really, because unless it comes through your intuition, you won't naturally go to source energy unless you've developed your spirituality to that level. You're good at analyzing current ideas that already exist. You're good at planning and breaking things down, looking at the detail, prioritizing the next steps. You're good at all that, but you might find it harder to pull a team together because working in teams is not really your strong point. You know, you prefer to do things yourself. So the team management mentality is going to be a bit more difficult for you to cope with. But again, it's your journey of life. So support your life path, Master 11, by using your ability to intuitively analyze people, like I said earlier about that intuitive voice within, to assist you in choosing or assigning the best team members, the most trustworthy and able team members for each job within your team or your group or your family or your organization. And like I said, the intuition's not just about you know, assessing the needs of others. It's about trusting yourself intuitively. It should be your intuition that gives you your confidence to act. You know, if you had a tree, if you were a tree, the soil that your roots sit within and are nourished by should be cram-packed full of inner knowing and intuition and self-trust. That will build a very strong, confident trunk to your tree, and then your branches will be strong and your blossom will be the best that it can be, because you base your confidence on your intuitive voice within, which is vital. And you need to develop that internal compass to trust yourself and understand that your contribution is good and that you should make your own decisions, and they will be sound decisions. You need to do what you think you should do and not look to others for validation so much. You know, people's opinions, you know, a lot of the time it's normally coming from their negative beliefs anyway. So your talent, your seven talent energy means that you always search for answers internally, naturally. Excuse me. My nose will not stop itching. Somebody might say that as significant, or it might be just I've breathed in some dust. So your seven talent energy means that you're always in search for answers, internal answers, to develop you and develop your own inner compass. You do that naturally already. You're disinterested in what others think a lot of the time. In fact, sometimes for a seven, disapproval can actually energize a seven to do it more. Definitely, I have elements of that in me as a seven, but I also have a five expression, which accentuates my rebellion. Anyway, moving on. So you're more disinterested actually in what others might think of you, which really helps you not only to express your ideas anyway, but to trust yourself and give yourself that kudos and not care what other people think. You're already intuitive, you've got a strong inner compass, and you can make your own intuitive decisions, and you can do that to support your Master 11 life path really easily. Now, that's the end of the video today, and I've really hoped you've enjoyed it, because remember, I focus on the 11, not the 2-9-11, because that's more detailed, not the 3-8-11 or the 4-7. It's mostly the 11, the two most important numbers, because you might not just be a 7, you might be a 1-6-7, you might be a 2-5-7, and I can do more personalized videos that really focus on not only your main core numbers and the sub lessons, but all the other numbers in your chart. And joining my channel, especially from level 2 to level 3, $5.99 or $22.99, the $5.99 level will get you not only member shout outs and member videos every week, but also videos that are personal to you and your chart energy. So if you're a 1-6-7 with an expression 1-8-9, what does that mean? Now, my videos would only cover the 7 and the 9, but I could then really show you how those sub lessons with the soul urge, with the maturity number, with the personality number, and with your karmic past, bringing it all together to really look personally at your own individual chart. And you know, there's no one else that has got a combination like you. So if I make you a personal video with all your numbers, it's likely that no one else is ever going to have that number combination that you have. And that's your individuality, and that's where you can really dig down into who you are as a person. And I can do those personal videos on my $5.99 membership, and the $22.99 you get that, as well as a one-to-one personal service from me once a month over Zoom to talk about your progress, what your pinnacle is, what your personal year is, how you're doing with your life path, and how maybe I can help to support you throughout that process. So if you'd like to join my channel for that more, that even deeper connection and service, then just press join on my channel front screen and we'll go from there. And I'll really look forward to spending times with you. I also, if you want to be a numerologist, I have two quite high level books at Amazon. And when I say high level, I mean you need a grounding in numerology before you start looking at these and breaking it down. It's more for someone that's really learning to blend those numbers as a numerologist. My My book is coming out as an introduction to numerology to help people understand how it all fits together. That's coming out soon. And my Remember Your Motivation trilogy book is also coming out soon because I can't write quick enough. As a five, I'm just all about communication and all that. So my beginner book's coming out soon. And my third book of this trilogy is coming out soon. And you can find these books on Amazon. It's good to search under my name, Katie Ewers, because no one else has got that name and it means my books come up first. So search in the box KATIEYOUERS and my books will come up. Now, remember your purpose, your life purpose is really about breaking down the elements of your life path and birthday number. Remember your talents is about how your life path number blends, like I just did in this video, with the elements of your talent number and what you'll find more difficult and what you'll find easier. So this is really for someone that really wants to dig into their chart on a deep level or wants to be a numerologist and help others, you know, and do what I do on a daily basis. But you might just want a one-off reading. You can contact me by email and just have a one-off two-hour reading over Zoom or a one-hour reading over Zoom, and then maybe just contact me periodically. You might not want an ongoing service. You might just want to pay for one reading. That's fine as well. Just send me an email. You can also contact me through Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter, but I look at my email most quickly, so you'll get a quickest response on my email. But I'm also on Facebook on Soul Explorer Numerology, Instagram under Soul Explorer Kate, LinkedIn under Katie Ewers, Y-O-U-E-R-S, and Twitter under Soul Explorer Numerology. So if you want to find me on social media, that would be great. Go for it. It just means we've got more channels and lines of communication. So whatever happens now, guys, even if, you know, if there's some elements that what I say that don't resonate with you, you know what? You've got to put your intuition first. Because remember, especially you as a talented seven with a master 11 life path, only your intuition knows what's best for you.